Hochi. Vikel, it must like this. El ikole mifra hochi. Vikel mifra hochi. So kochot v'chot teke b'duchtayu. The Gemara shoch. All of them you have to leave the way they are. You can't learn out one from the other to change around the dinim. Each one stays for their own halachas. Reg Rashi, what it means to say is that kochot v'chot teke b'duchta. Kiksivosa, the way it's written in the Torah. Stam. And therefore, kishutro aninus for Kohen Gadol. When the Torah gave a heter for Kohen Gadol to do the avoid even though he's an oinein, stam, it says, stam, bein, biyochet, bein, betzibor. Whether it's a korban yochet or korban tzibor, hutro. Ukishinesru lehedjit, bein, biyochet, bein, betzibor, nesru. Nesru by a hedjit, dasa for both of them. Ukishutro, tumba, betzibor. And when there's a heter of tumba, betzibor, hutro, after Kohen hedjit. Ukishinesru be korban yochet, nesru after Kohen Gadol. Therefore, these halachos we do not change around. And then achnami a name that's mutter for kohen gadol. It's not only for korban tzibor, but what didn't even apply to a korban yochid also. That's the way the halachos are. Yeah. Now it says the mishnah tful yom. A kohen at a tful yom, if he does the avodah, he's mechalol the avodah. So we know, how do we know this? You saw it. That a tful yom again is a kohen that touched the sheretz, let's say by daytime, even though he went to the mikvah, but since it's not Herav Shemesh didn't become tzitzik chovim yet, it's still also to do the avoda. So how do we know if he does it? His mechalol the avoda is possible. The Tanya learned like this: Rabbi Simoyim says, remez letful yom shemovat chil minayin. Where's the remez? How do we know that this you said if a tful yom does the avoda? That is mechalit, that's possible. Talmud Leimit is a possible. That says Talmud Leimit says, Kedoshim Yiyu, and it ends off, for lo yichalalu, and you should not be mechalo. Mashma, if you do the avoida now, when you're tomei, you'll be mechalo. And Rashi says, Kedoshim Yiyu, this possible is Gabi Tumik, see, we're talking about by Tumah, or Kerin, that's tomei. The Emor, in the Emor Elokahanim, and it says, lo yichalalu, therefore you will not be mechalo the Korbin. Mashma, if he does the avoda when he's tummy, he will be mechalit. Zumar says, if you do not need this postik where the kohen is really tummy, then not because that would learn out from another postik of Mivinozru, another postik we had before from Vinozru, and there it also says the word chilu. So we know already if a kohen is tummy, if he does the avoda, he's mechalit the avoda. So what do I need this postik over here that says Kodeshim Yiyu in the parsha of Tum, and also it says lo yichalalu? Mashm, if you do the avoda, you are mechalu. So Gemara says, to the winyan letzful yoyim, we'll use this pasuk to teach us that even letzful yoyim, even though he already went to the mikvah, but since it's not Herav Shemesh, didn't become evening yet, it's still also for him to do the avoda. And the wadin, the avoda is mechulu, he makes the korban pasuk. Now the Gemara asks, Eima, why don't I say better? This pasuk is talking about to the winyan lekareach korcho. Or the mashkes pas zokin, that the psukim right before this kodeshim yiyu says to the kohen is not allowed to make a bald spot in his head, is not allowed to shave off his pace. And then it says kodeshim yiyu. So maybe the pasuk is talking about a kohen that if he makes a bald spot or he cuts off his pace and then he does the avoda, maybe that's be mechal the avoda. So how do you know the pasuk is talking about a tful yoyim? Maybe the pasuk is talking about a mashkes. Where Mashkes Pas Zokin, maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. So Gemara says, no, that can't be Pshat. The Gemara says, Tfu Yoyim Diyim Ovad Vimiso Minolan. How do we know that you said that a Kohen is a Tfu Yoyim, even though he went to the Mikvah? But since it's before Herav Shemesh, how do we know that the Locher is that he's Chayiv Miso? So Minolan, Tigoma Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Because the Gemara in Chulin learns it out from Gzeira Shova, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, learns out of Gzeira Shova the word Chilul that it says here, from the word Chilul that it says by Truma. So therefore we dash in to possible but Truma Mochel Avoida. It has to be something that's possible for him by Truma. Most of the kinds are Tfu Yoyim, or Tfu Yoyim is also T Truma. So something that's possible but Truma, we learn out the Gzeira Shova that is a Chayiv Misa. For the loy posel b'truma lemosh lekayin, let's say he makes a bald spot or he cuts off his payas, there's no risk in needing truma lemosh l'avoida. Pshita, the posel is not talking about this. That's not the case where he's mechalol the avoida. Like Rashi says, Kloimar, you can't say we're talking about now a Kareach Korcho, because after it's full Yoim. If he does the avoid these Chayiv Misa, Gmosin, had you learned it out, from Mechilu Chilu Mitruma, or Mechilu Daikrof, in this Postig Yalav, Nemakan Chilu Vnema Vetomei, or Tful Yoim Shochlu Truma Chilel, or Mesa Boyki Yechalu, Samal Alam Avisir also. So Kitzis, Psukim here is talking about something that's possible by Truma. So we're making the Zerah Shava, it has to mean like it's full Yoim, and not a Koyin, that's a Karachas. Now the Gemara says, Oh, my Rabbo, Lo mali de kosa rachmon itomei ot fuyoim umuchus kipurim. Like we're soon going to see, we have like three psukim. One pasuk says the kohen that's tomei, if he does the avoider from yunosru, that is mechal the avoider. And now we just ask him from kedoshim yiyu and vloichalu that it's fuyoim. If he does the avoider, is mechal the avoider. And we'll soon select another pasuk by umuchus kipurim. That's by a zav or a mitzayra. That even after they go to the mikvah, and even after it comes Harash Shemesh, they have to wait till the next day till they can bring the korban. So before they bring the korban, if they do the avodah, they call the mechus kippurim, that the avodah is also mechalo. So her question is, what do we have to have three psukim for? The Rashi explains like the tfu tamei for sure we need. The question is, the other two, what came with learn out the tfu yoim or mechus kippurim from a tamei? That's really the question. What came with learn out one from the other? How come we have to have three separate psukim here? Gemara says three. Yes, we need three separate psukim. We cannot learn out one from the other. Because of Rachmonit Tomei, or we just read the Pasha of Tomei Shekain Metamei. It's a chomadik of psul. A kohen that's Tomei, if he touches somebody else, he's Metamei, makes the other one Tomei. So therefore, that's what the Torah was so makbit to say, that when he does the avoid, he's mechal the avoider. But the other two, does not Metamei somebody else. Maybe they're not mechal the avoider. Now the Gemara says, okay, but betful yoim, came a time, betful yoim, so let the pasuk just say them by betful yoim. What do I have to have a pasuk of mechus kippurim for? So Gemara says, no, if it would have just said by betful yoim, mechus kippurim lo yosim, and I would not learn out of mechus kippurim, shekein posel betruma, because the betful yoim is posel not lari truma. Occurring that the betful yoim, before Harash Shemesh, he can't eat Truma. Rashenkin, once it becomes Harash Shemesh, even though he doesn't bring a carbon until tomorrow, let's say he was a Zavarim in Tzairo, still he's allowed to eat Truma. So you see, Mechus Kippurim has less of a locha, he's muta to eat Truma, so maybe he would not pass all the Avodah. So therefore, I need a special posik by Mechus Kippurim. Zagamar says, okay, very good. Then Mechus Kippurim, let the posik just say by Mechus Kippurim. And why can't I learn out full Yoim from Mechus Kippurim? The Gemara says no. Tful Yoim lo yasiminei. I would not be able to learn out Tful Yoim from Mechus Kippurim. Shekein Mechus Maisa. Because the Mechus Kippurim is worse off the fact that he has to do a Maisa. He still has to bring a korban. Try Har Shemesh. He just has to wait until evening. It comes by itself. But Mechus Kippurim, he has to bring a korban yet. Since he's Mechus to bring a korban, maybe it's a Mochamadi Kapsul. So therefore, I need all three psukim. Now Gemara says true. Mechod elayas, I can't learn out one from the other. Potesi chod mitarati, like let's learn out one from two of them. So still one is extra. Gemara says, let's see. Bahai lelichter rachmona. Which one of these three shouldn't the Torah write that should be able to learn out from another one? If you want to tell me the lichter rachmona, the mechusik ipurim, the Torah shouldn't have wrote. By mechusik ipurim, the Torah shouldn't have wrote it up a kohen. That's not to bring a korban for his tyra. He mitzchal the avodah. And how would I know it then? Fitaisim hanach alonin out from the other two. From tful yoim and from tamei. I'll tell you now. Ma lahanach shekem sulim betruma. Okay, that's tamei. Or even if he went to the mikvah and he's only a tful yoim, he's possible is not lari truma. So maybe that's why he's mechal the avodah. But a mechusik apurim that's lari truma, I would not know that he's mechal the avodah. El rather the licht of Rachmona b'tfuyim, the Torah shouldn't have written the psul by tfuyim. V'taisa mihanach. And once I know mechus kippurim is mechal the avodah, so from him I also know tfuyim. The my pirchus. What kind of question would you want to ask? Malanach shekein mechusarim ma'isa. In other words, you can't learn out. You can't learn out tfuyim not from the mechus kippurim. And not from a person that's Tamei, Because remember, by both of them, they are mechusa maisa. If a kohen that's tamei, he has to go to the mikveh, he has to do a maisa. Or a kohen that's a mechusa kippurim, he has to bring a korban still. But shenken, it's full yom where he already went to the mikveh. He only has to wait till evening. That's not so bad. So maybe there wouldn't be a psul. So I can learn out a full yom from the other two. And the Gemara says, no, still there's a svara, saif, kalishala tumma. Of course, still there's a svara. And Rashi says, it means there's less of a tumma by a mechusa kippurim. Shayhera shimshay, it already became evening already. Yes, therefore, v'sulekha pircho, the ma'atzad, chad m'nei nami, shen mechusa ma'isa. Because, no, you should be able to learn a full yom from these two. Because what he asked, what he's telling me, both of these two is mechusa ma'isa, but I call upon him by mechusa kippurim, his tumma is very small. He went to the mikveh already, and he has already hair of shemesh. It's only for the fact that he's missing the carbon. That's called the klisha, a small amount of tumma. So still he can learn out madach for this small amount of tumma of mechusa kippurim. Still the Torah says the kohen when he's in mechusa kippurim, if he would do the avodah, he would be mechal, he would pass the avodah. So for sure, a kohen that's a tfu yom, and he did not.